9:03.
BBC Radio Foyle.
Finally today, Seamus Dean is one of the best known sons of this part of the world. He's a co-director of the Field Day Theatre Company in its early years. Of course, his novel Reading in the Dark is a masterpiece, shortlisted for the Booker Prize. The actor and director Stephen Ray describes Seamus as the finest critical thinker to come out of Ireland. Now a series of lectures kicks off to mark his achievements, and the first one happens in the Playhouse tomorrow night. I'm more than pleased to say Professor Dean joins us on the line. Seamus, good afternoon to you.
I'm
sure the plaudits maybe get to a man like you. I mean, you're a man who, you know, I mean, what a horrible thing to say to a modest man, but you are a modest man, Seamus, and it seems a lot of the plaudits are coming your way. Does it please you?
Well, it pleases me. I mean, sometimes it's embarrassing, but yeah, for the most part, it's pleasant.
Well, look, what about this? The first piece, contextualising your contribution, when you and Steve and Brian Freeland and all the others set out with Field Day, did you have a sense that this was going to be a seminal cultural contribution that maybe people will still be referring to generations after your own time?
Well, I thought that maybe after a year in it, when I saw what Stephen and Brian were working on, which in effect was the play translations. And I saw early drafts of that, and then some of the practices associated with that. I realized, yeah, this is a large subject, and this is a topic that actually will launch us into other areas, new areas of politics and language, and if you like, translation, which can mean a dozen different things, you know.
Would it be fair to reflect upon you as the translator of Field Day? It seems to me you were the man who wrote the forewords. You were the man who brought the academia. You were the man who put the playwright, the poet, in context. Would that be a fair observation?
Well, yeah, but you also have to remember that people believe that everything that's important is what gets lost in translation, you know.
So
I translated, if you like, transcoded some of what was going on, but not all. But it wasn't something that was already there that I simply rendered for someone else. I was making discovery myself in the act of trying to say what the others were doing.
Yes. Was it in the foreword to translations that you concluded, even at that stage, that Brian Freeland in his journey had already become, I think the phrase you used, Seamus, was a remarkable figure. Was there chemistry between you all?
Oh, there was. I mean, there are different chemistries between different individuals, I guess. But as a group, yeah. For 10 years, I think, we went without anything that could be called a serious dispute, which was pretty miraculous. In its way, though we had many arguments, but we didn't have disputes that were in any way paralyzing.
Mm-hmm. And do you spend much time thinking about the legacy of fieldwork? I mean, A-level pupils certainly do, academics certainly do, universities all over the world with Irish language departments and literature departments certainly do. Do you?
Well, I don't know that I... In some ways I do. I mean, we're still going. I mean, we still have an annual review called the Field Day Review, which has published 10 volumes by now, and that's ongoing. It'll go online this year for the first time. But also, there are a number of people, as you say, you know, from different universities in different parts of the world who write and contact me to ask this and that and the other question about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's what it has done partly preoccupies me. What it can in the future do also is a preoccupation. And you see, we came back to theatre in the Year of Culture in Derry in 2013 with the Sam Shepherd play, Particle of Red. And that I think was quite a return. And we have never stopped the publishing in the intervening years. So it's an ongoing as well as retrospect. It's an ongoing prospect for me as well.
I mean, Stephen has since, of course, launched onto a global stage. Liam Neeson, of course, concurrently, he was the original. Dan Doughty, I think, in the original.
That's right, yeah.
Translations. Brian not writing any longer. Seamus Heaney, of course, latterly lost to us. Seamus, I wonder how you assess the cultural landscape you see in Ireland today.
I would say that I feel such a sense of loss with Brian Freeland's extremely critical illness at the moment, and Seamus's recent death, which I still haven't quite absorbed.
Goodness.
In some ways, you feel that your generation has, in a way, begun to stop, and everything beyond that is slightly foreign. I suppose what pleases me most is that the future that I can foresee, insofar as I can see any, is quite foreign to me, which I'm glad of, because I think what we had before was a repetition of the same, predictably, you know, decade by decade. But now things have opened. I mean, they're opening in familiar ways, but they're also breaking up in unfamiliar ways.
Well, maybe so, but in a sense, and I use the phrase affectionately, I've read all of the work you've been referring to there. You were in that moment, almost like cultural all-stars, Seamus. I use it affectionately. Our greatest playwright at the time, our greatest poet, our greatest actors emerging from the ranks of Field Day.
Mm-hmm.
It was an all-star moment, and I don't see that on our cultural landscape to any such degree.
No, I don't think there's anything comparable to it or equivalent to it right now, but remember that the Field Day venture was slightly freakish. I mean, the credit for creating the moment must go to Brian Freeland and Stephen Ray. But its development was something which we were, half conscious of, that it was, that there was something unique and, thrilling about it. It was an adventure.
Yes.
And we were aware of that. And it was when the sense of adventure began to leave us that we began to forsake the idea, the original ideas of Field Day. Stephen and I stayed with them somewhat longer.
Indeed.
Than the others. But that sense of originality, of change, of an historical moment that which was breaking open all around us. I mean, we were in the position where we have to admit that we were part of that moment, but whether as creators or just symptoms of it, we don't know.
Seamus, I would love to continue this conversation if you're back in your native city some afternoon. Please accept our invitation of an open door here in Radio Foyle, would you?
Thank you very much, I will.
Thank you very much indeed. Delighted to speak to you. The inaugural Seamus Dean Honorary Field Day Lecture takes place at the Playhouse in Derry on the 12th of December, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, entitled Republics That Were and Might Be, and it will be delivered by Professor Dean himself.